Today's daf is daf Chaf Vav, and the Gemara begins. It says, "Well, this is where we left off from." So this is Tani Chitin v'Seurim. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Nichlalim b'Korban Echad v'Nifratim b'Shoshla Korbanot. So the important understanding is as follows: We've been discussing that if the claim was you owe me, let's go back to the Mishnah, Ten Chitin v'Seurim v'Kusmin, and he says Shiyesh li b'adcha, and the defendant, if you like, says, do you have nothing in my position? It's always a klal, if you like. However, if he's mefaret, now there's two ways to understand this, which the Gemara is explaining. Is he chayev only three because he's now mefaret, chitin, which is the way we've explained it? Or because he says initially, it's a klal. So therefore, he's made a general shvua as well as a prat shvua, and therefore it'd be chayev four times. That's the discussion. The Gemara is saying no. If it's again nichlalin, it's korban echad. If it's nifratim, we say that it's a single independent shvua only, and therefore it's chayev shalosh korbanot. So hey, avida, what's the din? Pruta chitin, pruta seorin, pruta kusmin. If that is the value, again, because the denial for Shvuah Pikadun has to be at least a Shavah Pruta. So Shavah Pruta of Chitin, Shavah Pruta of Sorin, Shavah Pruta of Kusmin is the claim. So the Gemara says, if it's Nichlalim, if he does denies it in one Shvuah, then it's Korban Achad. If it's Nifratim, if he's Mefaret each every single one, Chitin, Sorin, and Kusmin, he's Chayev Lishlosha, he's only Chayev, he's Chayev three Korbanot and three Korbanot only, because it's considered like three independent Shvuot, and not with an, again, an additional, if you like, overarching Shvuot. That's the important point here. Let's continue. Pruta Shlish Chitin, Pruta Shlish Seorin, Pruta Shlish Kusmin, Maushit Starfu Kulan. So what happens if the claim is for just a shlish chitin, shlish pruta, that is? And again, if it was just a single chita, if the claim was just again something less than shavah pruta, it doesn't work. So again, the understanding is it mitzdaref in a situation of nifratim? Because if it's a klal, obviously it is all because it's a single claim of a shavah pruta's worth of stock, if you like, and therefore clearly behave. The question is now, in a case of nifratim, if he says, no, I don't have the wheat, I don't have the barley, I don't have the spelt, and each of them are individually less than a shavah pruta, can the mitzdarif not be chayim v'shua? So Gemara says it's a chami like a tashma and bavli. Ilu hayu biyado kama minim bepruta, afilu ken nichlalin v'nifratim. So what the Gemara is saying is, it's really, we're breaking it up to be Nifratim, we treat them all as separate Shvuot. So I'll show you the Korban Ha'eda. It says, it's all dependent on the Klal or the Prat. Why did you then divide it up if you're going to be dividing it up, being Mefaret? That's L'inyan Chi of Korban. However, in Chalalan, therefore, if it was one klal, you didn't divide it up, then it's one claim Yechayev a Korban. However, in Partan, the reason why you divide it up is to try and treat each every single one as its own independent Shvuah, such that if it was a Shavah Pruta to everyone, you'd be Chayev a Korban for each one. However, in this situation, since each single one is less than a Shavah Pruta, you'd be Patur. That each independent shvuah. So therefore, it's individual shvuah. And again, sorry, I should finish the sentence. And the way the Korban explained that is by dividing it up, you try to treat them each independent shvuah, each claim, subclaim, if you like, of a chitin, seorim, and kusmin as its own independent shvuah, and as soon as you do that, each of them are less than a shavah pruta, you'd be patur completely from every one. What happens? You badu arba minim. What happens, and again, if the claim was against four different minim, and it was mefaret, however, two of the minim were shavah pruta, and shnei banim were a shavah pruta, afilu ken, so too, also we apply the law of nichalim and nifratim. If it's a single denial of the whole sum total, he's only chayev one shvuah. If, however, it's mefaret, then only the minim that are a shaveh pruta, he would be chayev for. So in that situation, it would be chayev two korbanot. That should be straightforward. Now, this piece We saw in Masech the Gittin, and I went over that shiur. I got a bit, look, I got a bit caught about it, but we'll see how we piece this together as we go through it now. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai. If at the end of the get, he writes a get and he says, V'sho'el ani b'shalom ploni, and I'm also sending greetings to so and so, and then there's a signature. The question is the signature on the get, or is it the, like, or is the signatures on the Shilat Shalom, the, if you like, this conversational sort of discussion he has at the end? So it says, Chazaka lekol chatan, because it says, V'sho'el ani b'shalom ploni, and I also send a greeting to so and so. Since it's a vav, it's mechaber the whole the greeting along with the get, and therefore the signatures at the bottom are now on the entire get as well. If, however, it says shoel ani b'shalom ploni, that's almost like a new discussion. It's now separating the signatures from the get, and therefore the signatures will be only on the shilat shalom. Shoel ani b'shalom ploni lo chatam ela b'shilat shalom. Therefore, the chatim is only on shilat shalom, and you don't have witness signatures on the get. That's what we learned back in Masechta Gittin. So that critical vav is very, obviously, not to say critical, but very important. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. However, Shlakish Amar, Afilu Amar, now I'm changing the Girsa here, like Korbana says in your tenure, because that's how we said it had in Gittin. Says, Afilu Amar Vishoel, even with a vav, it's not going to help you on Ibishalam Ploni, Chazaka al Ha'acharon Chatzav. The Chazaka is he's only signing regarding the Acharon. Okay. Now, the question is, okay, is a klal? What's a the klal? What's a klal? How again? What, the question of ezel klal is, you can. The Gemara says you can have multiple gittin, like multiple divorces within one get, as long as you there were nichlal biyachad, and then the signatures would be for all the, if you like, the all the divorces. So in other words, one husband would give the get, and another husband divorce his wife. It's like a group divorce happening. However, if it's not klalan, and they're just written one after the other, and you've only got signatures at the end, then the signatures would only apply to the last one. And all the ones above it, you don't have signatures on that get. Okay? So that's basically the discussion that we learned there. So Ezu klalan, I'll show you the Korban Eda. It says, Ameniti de gitin perek ha-megaresh kai datan haitach ha-mishah kat shakat vu klal batoch get kulam ksherim. So the question is, what is a klal in that case? Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar ish ploni megaresh plonit or ploni plonit. So-and-so is divorcing so-and-so, and so-and-so is so-and-so, and so-and-so is so-and-so, right? And like male to female, male to female, male to female. Okay? That's how it is working. Again, I'll just show you here to get the details right. The Korban Eda says, V'katav zman echad lekulan. He wrote one time, aval kotev zman, as soon as he is now writing the date, if you like, for each one separately, have a prat. The tofes lekol achad. As soon as he does that, now you've got the tofes is like the form, if you like. That is the template for each one. And therefore, the im are eidim, and only the, if you like, the get, that now the eidim nikreim ma that seem to be associated with, that would be kashrim des psulim. So it's very important to have this, in order to klalam in one get, it would have to be that all he's, the only way he's doing have effectively one form, and when it comes to the words, I mean, the fill in the blanks of who's divorcing who, it says ploni mergesh plonit or ploni ploni or ploni or ploni or ploni ploni, not without the word mergesh because it's connecting. However, Eidul klal according to Reb Shlakish, he says Reb Shlakish omer ani ploni or ploni. So now we're mentioning all the boys. Megarshim nashenu, we're now divorcing our wives. Mimakom ploni, from such such a location. So he's literally kalalam biyachad in the beginning, and importantly, the Korban Eda says that you would have to follow it as follows. I'll just read inside. Ploni or plonit, it says, Megashim nashenu, plonit or plonit. Again, mention all the wives' names. Mimakom ploni, from such and such a place. Vahadar v'katav, and after that, you'd still have to say, ploni girshesh plonit. Like, enumerate who's divorcing who. Di lo hadar partani, you not do that, ain't no get, it's not a get. Because it says v'ktav la v'lo la v'chaverta. In other words, a get, it still has to be within the get. Who exactly is divorcing who? However, the critical piece of Reish Lakish, you still have to have that klal statement in the beginning that you know Reuven, Shimon, Levi is divorcing Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel, right? Our wife, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and then it says, oh, by the way, Reuven's divorcing Sarah, etc., etc. Okay. However, if you don't have that inclusive clause at the beginning, then they're still considered separate gittim, and only the last one would be kasher. Lachud Kasher. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yochanan, Amor Rabbi Yochanan, Shim Yiskir Gerushin Lakol Echad Echad. Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says the way it would work is it says Ish Ploni, or you don't have to have this general clause in the beginning. It's enough to say Ish Ploni, Megaresh Plonit, or Ploni, or Ploni, Plonit. However, if he says Megaresh, it's a Ish Ploni, Megaresh Plonit, or Ploni, Megaresh Plonit, he adds word Megaresh Lakol Echad, then now you need a Tofes Lakol Echad. Now you need a form for every single one because now you've actually broken it up. Ve'edim lekol echad, any witness of every single one, otherwise it wouldn't be kosher. Okay, so in other words, simply saying the only way, being a klal according to Rabbi Yochanan, even without having this general inclusive sort of way of binding them, it's enough to say ploni leploni, ploni leploni, uploni leploni, but not adding the word megaresh ploni, because as soon as you add the word megaresh, now you've broken it up. Nechelid the Rabbi Yochanan mahacha, because she'eni korban, now here's a bit of a girsa change. If he says leze korban veleze korban, so this is a type of neder. Why is he saying korban? Because if you remember the way a neder works, as opposed to shvuah when shvuah now, is he makes an object asur like a korban. He's associated with like a korban. It's like nedarim prefer to objects per se. So if he says I'm so and so le korban veze korban, now you need a tzurich petak lo lecha vechad. That now makes it separate nedarim. The proof is because I've added the word korban between each one. Mashma, if I did say lazer 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 korban, then it would be considered one neder, which is exactly like we're now saying according to Rabbi Yochanan that if he says ploni leploni ploni leplonit, then it's fine. But if he says ploni megaresh ploni, that's like inserting the word korban for every single one, and it need a peta, he need a way of being that'd be considered separate neder. Okay, and also by Gittin, we'd say that separate Gittin, you need a Tofes for every single one, you need Edim for every single one in order for it to be kosher. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Mani Mesayel Rabbi Yochanan once again. Haya Kotev Tofes L'Kol Echad, Ve'eni L'mata Etchen Mikrivim HaKasher. So in other words, if you write a Tofes L'Kol Echad Echad, Korban Eder says, Dafke Tofes. Okay? Tofes L'Kol Echad, then, pardon me, that's when it splits it all up, and that's why only the last one, or the one that the Edim Nikra'inima, the one that Edim are associated with, that would be Kasha, and the other ones wouldn't be Pasul. Now, at this point, it's actually interesting. I've already inserted some Korban Eder from Gittin, because in the Vilna print, at this point, it has a note of the Korban Eder. My edition is, again, I told you, it's Oz V'Hadar, and actually copies everything in Gittin, but I'll read the interesting thing in Hakot HaTzionim. It says, "B'defus Vilna did pass kan b'zeh lashona." It's important to understand and read this. Amar Madpisim, Babsim Ram, that's the printers, Achim Ram, says, "Letzaaram hagadol shel lomdei Yerushalmi." It's real shame for the Yerushalmi. "Lo zachu l'gmor sefer ki nifseka kanat basar rishona," which is it ended. The first edition was ran in Tav Kuf Chav. Why bemot shemet aleha pito magaona machaber? The Korban Eden died suddenly, and it died. So it got in brackets in bechamishim bechamesh, and it died at the age of 55. But yom, now we know is Yurtzeit Yud Bet Nissan Taf Kuf Chaf Bet. Chaval da al da avdan. You know, chaval what was lost. And unfortunately, from here on out, you'll notice from here on out till the end of Yerushalmi together, there is no unfortunately no more Korban Eda. And we'll only have really the Pnei Moshe. Despite the fact, as I've just mentioned, the Oz V'Hadar copies at least the rest of our daf, the Korban Eder. So, and because this sugi is a parallel sugi that we learned with Korban Eder, we'll continue the Korban Eder. But it looks like from next year, we won't have the Korban Eder with us anymore to take us to Yerushalmi. We had Reb Chaim took us all the way to end of Nedarim. Then Korban Eder took us pretty much from that point onwards, and from here, from I think to the end of Shas together. We'll probably be with Vusas on Pnei Moshe and Ridbas. Okay, but let's just want to point that out. Okay, but let's continue. Now Shmuel Amar, Prat Reb Meir, Klal Reb Yehuda, Prat Reb Yehuda, Klal Reb Meir. So as I mentioned to you when we learned this back in Masechet Gittin, is that Korban Eder kind of switches it around what the Klal and Prat of Reb Yehuda Reb Meir is. Let me just share the sheet with you now. Let me just bring it up. And this is the chart I made to help understand what the klal or prat is talking about. I'll just zoom in a bit. I'll explain that. Explain it in a minute. But it's interesting here that what the Korban Eidah, the Pnei Moshe keeps an alliance with the Bavli, and even though the Korban Eidah cites the Bavli, he kind of switches things around a little bit, switches the lolacha and the lacha or lolacha lolacha a little bit. But I'm not going to go into the details now. We kind of discussed it then. But again, we're going to continue with effectively the Korban perish with this one change, which makes it align with the Bavli, which I think he was attempting to do. So it says as follows: What is this Prat Rebbe Meir and Klal Rebbe Yehuda and Prat Rebbe Yehuda Klal Rebbe Meir? And this relates to the Braita. If you look at the Pnei Moshe here, it says in the Braita in the Bavli, people, five people are making a claim against him. Klal enu chayav elachat, Prat chayav kol achad. That's all we have for Shitat Rebbe Meir. That if he was Kalal, in other words, he denied as a klal to each of these claimants, then he's chayv once, and if there's mefaret, then he is chayv for each one independently. But it doesn't say what the difference of klal and prat is. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer shvua lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha chayv kol v'chav. That's why I put in bold here in the prat here. Again, we're working with Shmuel's understanding, so ignore those two lines for the moment. That's all we have. All we've got is Rabbi Yehuda saying if it's lo lecha v'lo lecha, with a vav importantly, that's considered a prat. Now, what the Umafarish Shmuel that he can learn, you can imply things one the next. That if Rabbi Yehuda is going out of his way to say v'lo lecha is a prat, it implies step number one that he's cholek on Rabbi Meir. So if Rabbi Meir would understand that v'lo lecha is a Klal. Okay, so that's first implication is Rebbe Meir, they're cholek on what's v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. Now, if that's the case, if v'lo lecha is a klal for Rebbe Meir, then what's his prat? It must be lo lecha without the vav. Okay, so all we have is one detail Rebbe Meir in the Rebbe Yehuda in the bold. The lo lecha, v'lo lecha is prat, which implies Rebbe is cholek on Rebbe Meir, which means Rebbe Meir says a klal. And if that's the klal, then it must be Rebbe Meir holds that lola. What's his prat without the vav? Lola chavolola, lola chalolacha. And if that's the case as well, what Shmuel's also the implication saying? Why is Rebbe Yehuda saying v'lola chavolola? It must be that lola chalolacha is a klal. Okay, that's what it seems to be. Okay, now the beseder. That's the they have polar opposition. Polar opposition says what the role of the vav is. So let's try and understand the Gemara. Reb Shmuel Amar, however, Reb Shmuel says b'shem Reb Zira. He says different. Mil derabbanan amrin seems to be different. She'ein prato shel Rebbe Meir is klal shel Rebbe Yehuda. He's going to be cholek on this point over here. Okay, why? Da'amar Reb Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yannai. We've just seen here, if he says, v'sho'el ani b'shalom b'ploni, that was a case of the get. Then if he adds word, va b'shalom p'ploni, chazaka l'kol chatam, then it combines it connects it to the part above it, and when the signature is the end of the entire amount. Now this is a kasha, the reisha, but we're not focusing on the reisha's kasha, we're focusing on the safest kasha. Sho'el ani b'shalom p'ploni, if he says, without the vav, Lo chatam, ella what? Ella b'shilat shom. It's considered detached from the get, and the signatures are only shilat shalom. Okay. So im amar at prat Rebbe Meir klal Rebbe Yehuda, amar shalom ani amar shu'al ani b'shalom ploni chazaka l'kol chatam. So let's explain this. We've said if you look at the chart, according to you Shmuel, that lo lecha is a klal, meaning without the vav, it's considered part and parcel of the part before it. Then also when it comes to a get, if he doesn't say v'ani shalom, just sho'el ani b'shalom ploni, it should also be considered a klal should be combining towards it. But that's not what you said. Rabbi Yochanan says that that as soon as it's sho'el, it says without the vav, sho'el b'shalom, it's detached from it. Mashma, it's a parat. It's a separate, distinct thing. Now, an important thing to understand is, oh, why don't you simply say that maybe that Mishnah is like Shita Rebbe Meir? And the answer is no, because halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda, and the assumption is when it's like Rebbe Yehuda. That's where the Korban explains that piece. So that's what I'm trying to show you here. What we've just shown here in this box here with the Reb Zeira, that because it says Shu'alev Shalponi is detaching the get, the Shilat Shalom from the get itself. That means it's mefarat, it's a prat, and therefore without the vav, it should be prat, and that's why it should be that you can't say the klal of the prat of Rabbi Meir is a klal of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Now, what's interesting here that I didn't address last time that I should address is that you've also got a kasha from the Reisha. Because the Reisha says, if he says, V'shoel ani b'shalom ploni, then it is considered attached to it. But we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that again, that's the bold one over here, that it's a prat, that it's been making it detached. It's considered like they're all simple distinct. But the Gemara doesn't address that, and it doesn't. So all we seem to really focus on was a kasha from without the vav, to show that it's that's considered a prat. That's why if you have a look here, my last year I put it implies that it's a klal, but it's not exactly accurate. I'll tell you why it's not exactly accurate. Because firstly, the Braita says mefurash with the vav according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is clearly a prat. That's based on the Braita. And also, so therefore, the Mefarshim, again, at this time I saw it in the article, in the footnote, according to Maripanim, he says that actually Vav is Mekasher, but it's not a Kasher Echad like one before it. Rather, the reason why when it comes to Shavuot, it's Mekasher, if you like, all the way back to the original Shavua, and therefore it can be considered distinct. So it ties it back all the way to the beginning. So that's why in Shavuot it's like a Prat. Whereas when it comes to a shtar, like so it comes with this get, it's mekasher to the gittin, if you like, all the way to the beginning, which is therefore mekasher. That's why it's considered with the gittin. When he says the shalom, therefore it can be considered connected to the get, and the things go against it. Okay, that's a side point that I neglected to say last time, and I think it's important to add here now. But once again, let's try and I just want to summarize, got to make this clear. Again, we know, according to Shmuel's the Braita, that v'lo lecha is clearly a prat according to Rabbi Yehuda. By implication, we imply that Rabbi Meir must hold that's a klal, and therefore, what's his prat? His prat must be well then lo lecha, okay, without the valve. And then we also implied, okay, what's Rabbi Yehuda's klal? Well, it must be because it says v'lo lecha is a prat, therefore lo lecha is a klal. Okay, but then we just saw Rabbi Zira pointed out that basically from the discussion we're having around Gittin, it's not the case. It's quite clear that because it says Shoel ani b'shalom ploni makes it detached, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even lo lecha without the vav lo lecha is also a prat. Okay, you're fair. So let's continue. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Manita Amra she'ein pratos Rabbi Yehuda klalos Rabbi Meir. We can also bring a proof that the klal of Rabbi Yehuda is not the prat of Rabbi Meir. What's that mean? Datanina, let's try and understand you to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Afilo omer chita v'seora v'kusemet chayav kol echad v'chad. Hello, that's got a vav. And we said, oh, by implication, didn't we say this? We said, okay, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying with a vav is a prat, it must mean the assumption was that it's a klal contra Rabbi Meir. We've just proven from the Mishnah that when Rabbi Meir says chita v'seora v'kusemet with a vav, he's chayav kol echad. So it's also a prat. So they can both agree, if you like, that with a vav it's considered a prat. V'leit inish amar afilu, but not just that. Not just that. It says v'leit ela miklal d'mode bekamita, and it must be if he says afilu must mean he agrees with the shita that preceded it. Okay, Amar Chanina, al da'at Rabbi Meir. Now, it's actually interesting here, is that at this piece, the Pnei Moshe goes in a direction which we didn't go last time, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to continue with our reading that we basically have explained it last time, where he's differentiating between if it's chita or chitin. That's kind of the direction that he starts heading. Like, that's where we looked at Shita Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, if you remember. But we'll continue as we are. So Amar Chanina. Sorry, Amarav, my mistake. Let me spell this place. Amarav Chinena, sorry. Al dat Rabbi Meir, ben shamar chitin v'sorin v'kusmin, ben shamar chitin sorin kusmin, doesn't make a difference. Vav without the vav, the simple in the Gemara is it's considered a prat. Like here, prat and prat, like in the chart. Klalu pratu. Al dat Rabbi Yehuda, im amar chitin. Now, to make it make sense, we're going to say, this is chitin. We got v'seorin, v'kusmin, Even though Korbanet changes it, because Korbanet changes it because he had a different, he had flipped all the shitot when it came to based on Pavli. But we'll just keep the Girsa to make it make sense according to the flow of the shiur we're given. Imamar chitin v'surin v'kusmin. Well, that's klatul pral, klalul prat, which is again because when you've got a vav, it's a prat. Whereas im amar chitin seurin and kusmin, well, that would be very much like Shmuel says, klal she'enim or prat. That's like a klal without a prat. Okay, and clearly, well, we start the Kasha Rabbi Zera on that, but that's at least one consistent way of understanding this Gemara. Okay, Beseder, there are other ways to understand it, as I've sort of suggested, but again, it'll be too much to do more than one. Okay, let's continue. This is the halacha here. Anasto petita et piti. V'omer lo anasti v'lo piti mashpiach ani v'amar amein chayav. Case of ones and mefateh. Why should it be chayav? Because isn't that a knas? And we'll say here, well, no, because there's also a monetary component. We'll have to discuss this when we get next to the shear, because again, the pagam and things like that. However, Rabbi Shimon poter she'enu meshalem knas al piatzmo. Well, there's a knas component, and you're not chayiv in a knas. Again, we'll have to understand this later. Amru afal pi she'en meshalem knas al piatzmo meshalem poshir the pagam. There's a monetary component associated with it that you wouldn't meshal al piatzmo. And as I sort of alluded to, we'll have to understand exactly what is behind this debate in Mitzvah Shem. We'll see that next year. Okay, the Seder. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a good
Thank
day.
you. Have a good day, everybody.